You mentioned before that we know when there is no awareness and when there is awareness. And what's the characteristic of awareness?
Nama Rupa.
It's the object then.
No, awareness itself is it Nama.
It's Nama.
It's Nama. So you know what Nama is?
No shape, no form.
Is it Citta? It's no, awareness it's Citta.
It's
so Citta is the faculty of experiencing only. Now it sees, but it's not awareness which sees, right? Even this, that which sees is not awareness, it's only a reality which can just arise and experience an object, but not awareness. So awareness is different from citta, right? When we call it cetasika, it means that it's not citta, it's not the faculty of experiencing an object. Pleasant feeling, unpleasant feeling is not citta. And it's not awareness either. That's why there are 52 cetasikas, different ones all the time. So you're now thinking about awareness, right? A reality which is wholesome. We talk about the wholesome realities which are cetasikas, because citta itself without cetasika cannot be wholesome or unwholesome. So when we talk about wholesomeness, we talk about cetasikas, and awareness is one cetasika. So it's wholesome moment. In order to understand what awareness is, in the common meaning, it's not wholesome, because anyone can be aware of anything, but that is not the reality of sati cetasika.
And it can be known only when it arises. It can be known only when it arises.
Right, everything.
Because then it's abstract, built, like. Story of sati, if it doesn't arise.
At this moment of listening to Dhamma wisely and understand Dhamma, is I or wholesome realities arising together, and one of it is sati, awareness. But its character is not clear, because it's not the moment of understanding object when it arises. For example, this touching, no understanding, so it cannot be awareness. It's only the experiencing of hardness and softness. But when there is understanding, it's different. Appear well or clear or whatever, not as usual.
So awareness in the ordinary sense, like we say, okay, now we are aware, it's just sanya. Is sanya working?
There are many cetasikas arising with acitta. One cannot pinpoint whether it is sanya or what.
Also manasika, right?
Mm-hmm. We just call it, name it, but it does not appear, because it can appear to panya.
And what about there can be moments of absent-mindedness, and we don't know what we've done 2 seconds before, like not awareness at all. So how can we describe those moments in terms of cetasika?
Kusala or akusala?
Akusala.
Can there be sati with akusala moment?
No. But even now, for example, it's a moment of not absent-mindedness, but there can be some flash moments of citta, of sati with understanding, and other moments of akusala too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then the characteristic of awareness is not clear, that's it, right?
Yeah.
But as of now, it seems that all goals, all the appeals are knowingly. But even for that, there are conditions to be like this, isn't it? For example, there is no awareness, everything is unknown, and we live in a dream. So
unknown, you mean right understanding or just experiencing?
No, I mean understanding. No, understanding.
All day.
Yeah, and so, but we can, there can be some kind of reflection that even each moment that is, we are blinded, we don't understand, it still can be understood.
What can be understood?
Any moment.
Who understand? And what can understand?
For example, Pachaya, we can understand for that moment.
Oh. Excuse me, Pachaya of what?
24 Pachaya. Like Sahajata Pachaya.
What is the Pachaya and what is the Pachupanna?
One reality, one Nama conditions, other Nama by way of Sahajata.
Okay, but the question is, what is the Pachaya and what is the Pachayupanna, that which is conditioned? Because when we talk about condition, the result is Pachayupanna, that which is conditioned. Otherwise, we don't talk about condition. Seeing is conditioned, right? Because of conditions, right? So, what conditions? Seeing, because seeing is conditioned. And being conditioned is Pachayupanna, that which is arise from conditions. So there must be two. Mm-hmm. One conditioned, yeah. The other is conditioned.
Yeah. Like Sankara Dhamma, the conditioned, and the cause of that. A cause.
Okay, you talk about sankhara, khanda,
dhamma.
Sankhara.
Sankata.
We were talking about sahajata, so at the moment of sleep.
Yeah, I told sahajata, but now they're telling about the sankhara dhamma, so, conditioned, everything is conditioned. So it must have a reason.
So, at the moment of seeing now, what conditions seeing by sahajata?
By sahajata?
Yes, because that's what you are raising.
For sure, by way of aramana, there is object that conditions seeing.
Sahajata, now you keep changing
there
the topic.
Is citta and cetasika.
Yeah, so the changing seekers that arise with it, conditions.
They all conditions one another.
That's right. So the seeing, so Jan's question was the seeing now. So what conditions are seeing by way of sahajata?
What conditions seeing?
Now, by way of sahajata pachya.
Basati, on cetasikas, for example.
Yes.
How many?
Because they arise together, the conditions.
Otherwise, you might talk about moment after seeing. So when we talk about just seeing, how many cetasikas, conditioned seeing? Pardon? Seven. Mm-hmm. What are they?
Manasikara, Jivita, the life faculty,
Jivitindriya,
Ekagata, Rasa, Chetana, Chetana,
okay.
Vedana, Sanya.
Okay. Citta and cetasikas arise together, what appears.
Visible object.
Not jit and jetasika at all. Yeah. So, when jitta experiences an object at moment of seeing, what is the paccaya? There must be paccaya.
Many paccayas.
Okay. What is the aramana paccaya of seeing?
That the visible object is a rupa condition jitta and jetasika.
The visible object? Right?
Yeah, visible.
And what condition visible objects?
Kama. No kama.
Or what conditions visible object only kama?
You think we have the same consciousness.
Let's talk about one by one. At this moment of seeing right now, seeing is conditioned by what?
By Vipaka.
By what? What paccaya?
I said Vipaka. I heard that's Vipaka.
When you talk about Vipaka paccaya, mm-hmm. What Vipaka condition seeing?
What?
Because now we don't talk about Kama paccaya.
Uh-huh.
We talk about another paccaya, Vipaka paccaya. So, seeing is Vipaka, right? And what condition seeing is Vipaka paccaya, mm-hmm. Right? So, what Vipaka Paccaya condition seeing?
The citta and cetasikas are conditioned by Vipaka.
The seeing is citta, right? And seeing is Vipaka. And now we're talking about Vipaka Paccaya, not Kama Paccaya, but Vipaka Paccaya. So, seeing is Vipaka, but is Vipaka. And what conditioned seeing?
Chetasika.
Yes. What paccaya?
By Vipaka paccaya.
Okay. Guess? Oh. No.
No?
What?
Sorry.
There are two kinds of paccaya, Kama paccaya and Vipaka paccaya. They are different.
Right, but Kama paccaya would condition Vipaka paccaya.
Not at the same time.
Not at the same time.
Different moment, yeah.
But by Vipaka paccaya has to condition at the same moment.
Right.
The citta seekers.
The Vipaka citta seekers condition the Vipaka citta. And the Vipaka citta conditions the Vipaka jetasika because they are Vipaka. That's why they are Vipaka paccaya.
The Vipaka
jetasikas
are.
Vipaka jetasika conditions the Vipaka citta by way of being Vipaka.
And those Vipaka jetasika are. The universal jetasikas arising with seeing consciousness.
Or Vipaka citta, which arise with citta, condition that citta.
All Vipaka citta, which arise with Vipaka
jetasikas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
By way of sahajata?
By way of sahajata and by way of Vipaka paccaya.
Because they have to have been conditioned by karma. To arise at that moment, to condition the citta they arise with. So this is why they have to condition by way of Vipaka paccaya as well as sahajata paccaya.
Okay. Both are conditioned by karma, see?
Yeah.
Vipaka citta is conditioned by karma and Vipaka cetasikas are also conditioned by the same karma.
Okay.
So they depend on each other.
But Ajahn, that means that there could not be seeing now without this kind of condition, Vipaka, paccaya.
What is seen now?
It's seen, something it's seen, a color.
Color is not Vipaka.
Yes, but if there would be no vipakapachaya, then we could not see, isn't it?
You just talk about seeing.
Yes.
But there are other vipaka which doesn't see.
But I mean about particular moment of seeing, it could not be there if there would be no this particular pachaya, vipaka pachaya.
Right.
It would be not possible.
And not just one pachaya.
So it must be there, this pachaya, cause we see.
Cause seeing.
Cause we see.
Seeing.
Seeing.
No self. When we know more about reality, we have more confidence on no self.
When we say the pacha is there, it's really the Dhamma that is there. Dhammas are both the conditioning and the conditioned factor.
The force in between is there, the force, relation.
Whether you can say that is there, the Dhamma is there.
I'd like to go back to the awareness. So comparing two moments of akusala, the akusala when there's absent-mindedness, and the akusala when someone is doing something bad, like just killing or robbing. And later on he can recall that the poor process very clearly. So there's no absent-mindedness at that moment, but it's clearly a kusala, but how these two moments are different.
What do you mean by absent-minded?
I'm not clear about that, it's just the moment where...
A kusala, no, without loba, without dosa, or what?
There must be dosa or loba, but then you cannot recall what happens. So,
like now?
Right now.
After seeing, who knows? Mm-hmm. Absent-minded or what?
Just a moment ago, because it's just moment to moment.
Any love or dosa? It's just ignorance?
Ignorance? Because we don't know what is in that seeing or hearing, because we don't know the nature of the jhana, whether it's kusala or kusala, as we cannot say. So we can be.
Is it like there's no paying attention to what is being experienced?
Yes, like we cannot say what just happened, but like I try and just say, can we just. One moment, not like a long period of time, where it's more obvious, but in the process of the one who is doing a kusala, there's also many moments of absent-mindedness in the same way.
So what is the absent-minded? What citta is there?
Mainly ignorance. Avijja.
Avijja is there with all kinds of akusala, citta.
Yes. That was my question, actually.
Is there any aramana at moment of being absent-minded?
No.
Any citta which does have an aramana?
Chitta must have an aramana. Yes. But why you cannot recall those moments?
Usually they'd be thinking, wouldn't they? But no attention to what's been experienced through the sense thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of thinking.
Okay.
Dreaming.
There are so many jittas today. Which one that you recall?
absent-mindedness actually is moments of thinking and lost in the thinking, totally absorbed in the thinking.
That's why we just talk about the absolute realities instead of just words like absent-minded.
Because otherwise we just think of a situation and try to work out what kind of citta it is, what kind of citta seeker, but actually it's just thinking of a situation.
That's good, because then we can bring the ordinary way of experiencing life to the understanding of the Buddha.
What about not thinking of situation but understanding reality instead? To understand Dhamma.
But if no one explains, you mean that, okay, those absent-mindedness are actually moments of thinking, then there cannot be understanding of that reality, which is just moments of thinking.
And just thinking? Or other cittas as well? Like moha mula citta?
Other also, sure.
Can whisper object now be object of moha mula citta?
Sure.
Unwise attention. Usually is. Even now in a Dhamma discussion, it may seem there's not absent-minded, but so many moments of ignorance and unwise attention.
Actually, I was not really talking about like figuring out a situation in the sense of panya, understanding reality. So I should just try to understand the ordinary understanding, the moment of understanding. I don't know what it is. It just feels that it's not exactly the moment of wanting. It's not exactly the moment of disliking. But I don't know exactly what it is. And it's certainly not the same that at the moment of understanding reality or understanding what is being said about seeing or hearing. It's not the same.
I just don't know. But there can be, for example, thinking about dharmas wisely, like if it's reflecting about what appears now at this moment, seeing now, visible object now, can be pariyatti. But if it's when there's trying to work out what realities may have arisen in a particular situation or at a certain time, I think that there can be attachment can creep in, so even though it's reflecting about dharmas, actually it's the attachment wanting to know at those times. It always has to come back to this moment.
And if we don't cling to the Pali word, we can understand better. For example now, is there attention? Just that? Is there attention now? We can understand that, but it's not as much as it taught, as not self and what attention does. But we learn to see that even in a moment there are many realities like parsa. See, we begin to understand the different realities in a moment. Because we know that without parsa, nothing can arise. No experiencing of an object. But parsa conditions the experience of an object. It can be parsa of the eye door, ear door. We don't have to call it, but whatever, just not arise, and then it arises. There must be conditions. And even it arises, it depends on whether it is experienced or not. For now, we know that many rupas are arising and falling away, but that which does not appear, who knows? At this moment of thinking that one is sitting, by theory one can say that there are Mahabhuta rupas, but in reality, who knows that there are Mahabhuta rupa at this moment of seeing and sitting right now?
And the word impinge, like when they say the rupa, for example, which is the visible object, impinge on the pastara rupa, which is the seeing base, the eye base. So what is the impinging?
Does this impinge this on this?
Yes, so in the case of the... Okay. Okay. So the... is there pasta at the moment of impinge?
Does this impinge on this?
Yes. No.
It's one of the quality of Dhammas, Sapatika, and the difference, I think. Something is impinged on something. Alberto, do you remember this from Dhamma Sangani? It was this double, how it was called, Sapatika?
Sapatika.
And?
What does impinge mean?
You're wondering if there's contact in impingement, right?
Yes.
Impinge usually means contact. Pasa is a jade seeker. We're not talking about...
Yes, so impinge, I'm just trying to understand what is impinging. In what way, in what sense?
Can there be seeing without pasa? So we begin to understand what is the function of patsa.
If there's no experiencing of that object, can we say it impinges?
But in the case, for example, of the very short course, then it said that the object impinges on the pasadarupa, but it doesn't...
That's before it's experienced, though.
Before the experience, so, yeah.
It can't be anything to do with pasa, can it?
Can you say it again?
It couldn't be anything to do with pasa because we're talking about something that happened before.
Yes.
It's experienced. Okay. We just have a description of something that happened, an impinging of the visible object on the sense base, but it's not... part of our present experience.
So then what is impinging?
I don't know.
Is it part of what we mean by anatta?
If you didn't use that term, what is it?
Don't use the term.
Anatta.
This is impinging. I still don't understand what is being painted.
Pasa? Or what?
But if I may ask, interrupt for that, because for example, there is Chaku Pasadarupa, Chaku Pasadarupa and the visible object, just two rupas, and they were classified something. So the rupa that is a visible object has some kind of quality that impinged on the Chaku.
When there is no seeing or when there...
No, when there is no seeing, just two rupas.
Nothing happened.
Because Ajahn, there was sapatiga or something like
nothing
this.
Happened.
Yes, but...
experiencing.
But I mean some kind of minor characteristic of each reality, like there was said, for example, in Vipanga, the rupa of a visible object is visible, is impinged on.
It can. The other cannot.
The other cannot.
But that one can be object when pasa is there.
But pasa arises each moment, even with Vipavanga.
Yes.
And this is the first chittas of the viti process, they are Bhavanga chittas.
Yes. This
and the rupa appears at moment, isn't it?
No.
No?
The rupa does not appear to one.
Yeah, I mean, rupa appears and the bhavanga comes also, I think, because there is 17 moments. So the bhavanga arises free, and before there is adverting to that, then what this bhavanga contacts actually? Because phasa is with each moment. And bhavanga cannot contact rupa.
Yeah, the bhavanga is bhavanga. The contact with comes with the bhavanga.
But they arise in the process, they start the process, the free bhavanga experience process, and I think this, as I remember, the rupa also appears at moment with bhavanga.
We can say, or it is said in the text also, that the last two bhavanga chittas before a process starts are affected by the object. They don't experience it, but they are affected, they are vibrating, and then the idle process can begin and the rupa, which is visible object, will be experienced.
But that's hard to understand. Affected. How can the bhavanga be affected?
Well, it is the explanation of sugar and on a drum and moving about.
Sesame seeds already beginning to vibrate.
Yeah, in that way it's explained. It's so fast, anyway. Can't catch it anyway.
But it doesn't matter. The point was just that when visible object impinges on eye sense, let's say talk about the first sense or averting consciousness in the moment of seeing. So at that moment there has to be the experiencing of that object. It's not impinging without any contact or without any experiencing of the object.
So contact must be impinging must be with contact.
Yes, otherwise it's meaningless.
So there's no impinging during the bhavanga. Because the contact then is...
Yes, but you're talking about the visible object, so then forget about the bhavangas. Talking about, for example, at a moment of seeing, then the visible object must impinge on the eye sense at that moment of when for seeing to occur.